And let's go next to France, which for the second time in a couple of months is dealing with a strike. Transport workers walked off the job to protest a pension reform plan put in place by the president, Nicolas Sarkozy. That's forcing residents of Paris and other cities to find alternate ways to work. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley is at work now. Eleanor, how'd you get to work?
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, actually, I didn't have a problem getting to work because sometimes I can work in an office out of my apartment. But where I did have a problem is my nanny couldn't get to work because I have a 1.5-year-old baby and I can't really do anything until she comes. I had to send a taxi to pick her up that I had to book early yesterday, and the taxi couldn't even get through. They called. It was so many traffic jams. Finally, somebody got through and she showed up like 3 hours late this morning. But it is difficult for everyone.
Eleanor, we'll catch up on the strike here in a second, but how's the baby?
The baby's doing very well. He's just having his lunch right now as we speak. Thank you.
Okay, I'll let you get back to that in a moment. But first, tell me, what is at stake in this dispute with Parisians now stuck all over the city or riding bicycles?
You know, basically, Steve, what's at stake are the next 5 years of Sarkozy's presidency and the direction France is going to take. This reform is actually very symbolic. It doesn't involve a lot of money, and it doesn't involve a lot of people, about 500,000 workers. But if he folds on this, if French President Nicolas Sarkozy folds on this, his term is over, analysts are saying. He'll go from defeat to defeat. There will be no reforms getting through at all, and he'll be a paper tiger after only 6 months in office. However, if he holds and he pushes this one through, analysts are saying he'll be able to push other reforms through one by one, and before we know it, France will be reforming, as he said he would do.
Well, how effective is this strike that's meant to challenge him?
Well, if its effectiveness is judged by creating, wreaking havoc in the French worker, it's very effective. There were 200 miles of traffic jams coming into Paris this morning. A lot of people left before dawn to get to work. I went out last night as a strike was coming into effect, went into the metro and talked to people, you know, asked them how they were going to cope. A lot of people were getting hotel rooms next to their offices. You see a lot of people out on bikes, scooters, you know, a lot of mopeds and motorcycles, even rollerblades. So, you know, there's a couple or no metros, basically no commuter trains, and so it's very effective in that way.
Well, which side is the public supporting since it's being affected?
Steve, that's what's interesting. Before I came out to see how things were outside, I watched a political talk show this morning where people could call in, and there was a union head on there. Well, the public reaction was stunning. I mean, the French usually sort of shrug their shoulders and deal with these things. Callers were calling in, and they were so angry at this union head. They were saying, you know, you people are exasperating. We've democratically elected a government to change things. You can't just go out onto the street. And one thing they really seized upon was the pénibilité, or the unions say their hardship work. This retired school teacher called in. She said, I taught at a middle school for disadvantaged and troubled youth. You don't think my job was harder than, you know, repairing some train tracks? So the French don't accept these excuses anymore for them to have a better, you know, deal on retirement. And polls have showed 7 out of 10 voters are behind Sarkozy and this reform.
What's changed?
What's changed? Well, people have been living, you know, for too long. Other European countries have reformed. And I think the French realize France has to reform, too. And what's changed between these two strikes is the government and the unions have failed to come to any negotiations. And these strikes are open-ended. This means they could go on for a long time. And people are nervous. And they're angry, I think. They want to see a resolution to these strikes. And we have a glimmer of hope because late last night, the unions agreed to come back to the negotiating table with the government. So as we speak, they are negotiating. So there is hope that they'll find a quick solution. Otherwise, people are scared it's going to go into next week.
Eleanor, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.